Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
How you doing today, Trish? You seem all down. You all right?
Yeah, I've been down for a while. I don't know. I'm going through a funk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going through a couple of tough things. The dad thing's not working out so well.
No, my dad just keeps sending me Bible links.
Oh, God.
Hear about this?
Yeah, we were just talking about it off the air. This is a rough time for Tracy.
Really rough.
Her dad's really struggling with her growing up and being an adult and still sees her as a little 7-year-old in pigtails.
And we detailed, in depth the last couple of weeks of this fight that she's in with her dad right now, because she moved in with this guy named Scott and her dad didn't know about it for a year and a half and just found out about it. And now he's like, hasn't talked to her at all, but is just emailing her different Bible links.
Scott thinks I should email him back just like random links to like movie times and stuff. He's like, what the hell?
I like
that idea.
I thought Jessica had the idea of emailing him back the link to the famous Bible book of, hey, you got divorced once.
Well, no, he didn't get divorced. He got his marriage annulled, which means that's accepted in the Catholic Church, which basically, yeah.
He was, however, he did live with a woman before they got married, correct?
Correct.
So, which same
he
situation.
Says that he is still paying for his sins, and there are consequences to his actions, and there will be consequences to mine.
And what did he say about your boyfriend, Scott?
Oh, he asked why Scott did not call him and ask if it was okay with my father that we did this. And I said, I didn't think it was Scott's responsibility to call because you are my father and this is my relationship. And therefore, I thought it would be it's my place to call you and tell you this. And he says, it's just like the modern man to let the woman fall on the knife for him.
Oh.
Did you tell Scott that yet?
Yeah, I told him.
You did.
We told you not to tell him.
Don't tell him that.
You just brought it up on the radio.
He doesn't listen to us.
Yes, he does.
You could have said, I'm not going to tell him that.
Why did you tell him this weekend? We across the board said, don't tell him.
Because I tell him everything.
He'll never be able to face your father again. If Jessica's dad ever said that about me, I would never, the relationship would have to end.
Wow, just like the modern man.
Well,
that's what I wrote back, and I said, I don't know if it's so much as the modern man or a barbaric and archaic view to think that my man needs to fight my battles with my father for me.
So Tracy's gone through a tough time the last couple of weeks, and her boyfriend Scott is like
thinking back to quarter life crisis.
This is like a great example. We're going to talk to Ramona here in a second, but you're a perfect example of what happens during like one of these quote unquote quarter life crises. And you know, Scott, her boyfriend, is how old?
26.
And he's in just the process of really like working his way up the corporate ladder. So he's busting his ass all the time. She's barely seeing him. So she's in a fight with her dad over a relationship with a guy that she's barely even seeing, even though she knows that the relationship is right. She's going through this crappy time right now.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm in a total funk and I can't get out of it.
Sorry, man.
That's all right.
Hey, Ramona.
Hi, what's up, guys?
Do these sound like symptoms of the quarter life crisis?
Yeah, that would be my diagnosis as well.
You're going through kind of the same thing right now?
I'm really going through it. It's hard times.
Go ahead. Give us some details.
Well, as of a couple weeks ago, I was had a really cool job, you know, like my first kind of grown-up job. I was engaged to a great guy. He's really wonderful. And I just lately, I mean, it's actually been for the past few months, I've just started to have doubts about everything, career, you know, my place in the world type of thing. And I kind of feel like I've been slowly, it sounds weird, but maybe, I don't know if I'm falling out of love with him. And also, I'm just realized I'm totally not ready to get married at all. You know, I haven't done enough. I still need to get my degree. I haven't traveled. I don't want to have kids right now. So I kind of just quit my job. You know, you talk about climbing up the corporate ladder. I jumped off and broke up with my fiance. And now I'm just, I think I'm just going to move to California and stay with my parents and go to school.
So this complete like life change right now. And you're how old? I'm sorry.
I'm 25.
25 years old.
That's perfect
exactly.
For the quarter life crisis. I felt
right.
Like I kind of went through a similar thing around 25 and 26 too. Like I had a lot of friends that after college, they went to go find themselves, you know, and they were working
right.
At the ski resort out in Colorado and, you know, wearing their Birkenstocks and going to a whole lot of widespread panic shows and thought that that was them, you know, finding themselves and that sort of thing. And I didn't. I started my first job 5 days after graduation from college and started working and haven't stopped since. And so I, at 25, I was going through that same struggle like, okay, like a lot of my friends who had gone and done that, I felt like maybe had gained something that I didn't gain because I was working, you know, working, you know, 60 hours a week, trying to make a name for myself and, you know, in this town and in the city and just going crazy and felt like, who am I? What am I doing? Have I just
right.
been moving too fast, like with blinders on, not to discover myself and all that? But I think with me sticking through it, coming out on the other end, realizing that I think that my friends that went to go find themselves, you know, on the ski slopes in Colorado will eventually go through what I went through. I just went through it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a realization that life's not going to be as dreamy as you had hoped it was when you were philosophizing about the world in college.
Mm-hmm. I've been in the same industry since I was 18, like financial services, and I hate it. I just kind of just fell into it. It's really the only job I can get and make a decent living without having a degree. If I decide to change careers, I kind of just need to go back to school. And then right before I quit, I was starting to get really nervous. I was having panic attacks at work, just, and I just kind of quit, and I quit via email. That's how bad it was.
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, like, now.
You can't quit via
really
email?
Bad. I was just like, yeah, I just kind of left them hanging. I was like, you know, I'm not
wrong.
Feeling good.
Wrong.
That's like what you do when you're at 16 and you're working at Taco Bell.
It's really, like, childlike, but I cannot, my health, like, I really couldn't stay there a day longer. I was just having issues.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Come on now.
That's
an excuse. Quarter life crisis in this scenario is an excuse. I mean, because you should have, I mean, you're an adult. You're an adult
right.
now.
Well, let me take calls on this, then we'll get back to it. But is there really such thing as a quarter life crisis for a woman? Good morning, Christina. You're on All the Hits, Q100.
Good morning. I do think that there is such a thing as a quarter life crisis. However, I'm the same age as your caller. And if this is the first real job she's had, she just needs to wake up and face reality because, I mean, it's growing up. It's a part of life. I'm 25. I've been working since I was 16. I've been on my own since I was 19. And like I said, if this is the first real time she's had to be out on her own and experience this stuff, she's very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, grow up. Don't quit over emails. Suck it up. You're an adult. Get your foot out there, open the doors, and make a life for yourself.
Yep.
You have to deal with the punches that come to you.
Right. I've been actually been on my own since I was 19. I've been in the same industry since I was, you know, I started as a bank teller, worked my way up to, like, I'm now, like, financial advisor. So I've been working in the same, almost basically the same position for 7 years. But I do not want to be in here anymore. Like, I've always wanted to teach. You know, in the situation I'm with my fiancé, he has his degree. He's going back to get his master's. Basically, I would have to almost support him while he goes back to school.
Mm.
I won't have my degree for a long time. He wants to have kids after we get married. I'm totally not ready to have kids. So, no, I've been on my own for a while. I moved out of the house when I was 19. You know.
Go ahead, Jeff.
So, if you Google quarter life crisis, it's like a real syndrome, and it's everyone that's in here is related to career.
Oh, really?
Like where people are sitting around in their job and all of a sudden they're like, where am I going to be in 5 years? This is wrong. And women, the ones I found have focused on women. Women all of a sudden go, like, I totally new life. And they completely quit whatever industry they're working in and find a new.
Well, now's a great time because how many people, you know, women, men, do you know that are 40 years old and at that 24-year-old time period decided to stay in the job that they didn't like anyway, but you were making some money and it started to feel comfortable. And now they're looking back at their life at 40 years old going, damn, I should have changed things at 24. It would have been so easy.
I totally want to change. Like, before it's too late, I feel like. Before I'm like in my 50s and going, what did I do with myself?
Before it's too late. She's 25.
Yeah, but I think that's real, though. You feel that way. Yeah.
I mean, like, and the money was good, but I mean, I'm starting to realize, you know, I'm not, my goals aren't about acquiring assets and making a lot of money. You know, it's, I just kind of want to do something I'm happy at, right? I'm miserable at my job. I was miserable.
Good morning, Natalie. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, I'm in the middle of reading The Quarter Life Crisis right now, and it's for both men and women.
That's the name of a book?
It is called The Quarter Life Crisis.
Okay.
It was two women that wrote it, and they're in their early 30s now, talking about the prime time to go through it. It's the age 23, 24, right out of college, and it's a lot of interviewing from other people, so it's just showing that the real life, quarter life crisis going through everybody's individual life. So
it's actually already linked up on our website.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
Does it give advice on how to get over it?
It just basically tells you that you're going to have to get over it. You're going to have to move on. This is part of life, and you just got to deal with it. I mean, it's almost like it's another part of a chapter opening. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's just a moving on thing and moving forward.
It just sounds like the tweener stage, like where you were younger and you were out partying and you could live pretty irresponsibly and you're not quite the responsible adult yet either.
I think it's part of that, but I think it's the fact that you have such high expectations for your life and then you realize that,
this is my life. I don't, like, you know, I've actually already taken action. Me and my fiance are over. I'm like, homeless right now. I had to move out of our apartment. I quit my job and, like, I'm moving to California ASAP. I don't have anybody to drive with. I'm kind of scared to drive by myself, but, you know, it's kind of already done for me.
You just broke up with your fiance and quit your job, but you're afraid to drive?
Well, cross country to a place, well, I guess your parents are there.
But still, that's she's taken some pretty bold moves so far. Driving across the country would be the least of my fears.
Well, I just, you know, I've seen too many things. I've heard some kind of road horror stories, so I'm a little apprehensive about that.
Ramona, I'm going to put you on with Kia here. Then I'm going to put you on Rachel, who doesn't believe this quarter-life crisis is a real thing at all.
Okay, bring it on.
First, Kia. Hey, Kia.
Hey, Bert Show. How y'all doing?
Great, thank you.
Bert, I think you hit on the nose. God, I wish I could be irresponsible again.
Right.
I swear, like, I do not want to go to work right now, but I have to. I mean, it's like, come on. I think that one, she needs to call her fiance back. Do you know how hard it is to find a good man? Girl, you better hold on to him. And second of all, I think that she's like in a tug of war. She doesn't want to be, she wants to be a child, but she has to be an adult. You cannot go running back to mommy and daddy. Suck it up. Do what you got to do.
But if she's not happy in her career and she wasn't happy in her relationship, I think
happy in her career at this age. You have to work yourself up there to get there. Go to school at night. You have to sacrifice.
That's a fine line there, though, because you don't want to be stuck in a job that you don't like and continue to do it.
I mean, you have to, everyone's going through this. Act like she's like someone special. You're just like everyone else. And you're going to go to Florida. You're going to California. You're going to leech off your parents for who knows how long. Stay here and do what you got to do. You're going to be a better person when you come through it. Trust me.
I don't think so. I think she's going to end up being miserable and then wish that she had taken the steps when she was younger.
Right. And you know, Victor's a good man and everything, but I mean, like, it wasn't right. And if I had stayed with him, we would have got divorced. It's better now before anything happened than a year into the marriage where I decide that, you know, I haven't really been in love with you. You're a great guy, and I married you because you're a great guy, and you make a perfect husband, but no, I'm glad that we broke up. And, you know, as far as mooching off my parents, you know, they're really open to it. I moved out really fast, so, you know, they're willing to help me out while I go to school.
What is the age for women that it is absolutely unacceptable for you to move back in with your parents unless something totally tragic in your life happens?
I graduate from college. You're an adult. I think it's wrong for her to run back to mom and dad at 25.
Whatever. When I graduated from college, I was like $30,000 in debt, and I wasn't making that much a year. And I couldn't, Melissa, even afford to pay rent even if I had four roommates. What was I supposed to do?
I mean, I, you know what? I had been.
Jewel lived in her van.
I had, you know, the thing is, like, I had cars repossessed. I got evicted from places because I was broke in my 20s and never once borrowed money from my parents. Because I was an adult, and it was my choice to be in the situations I was in. If I was in debt in college, that was my fault, which I had credit card debt coming out of college. And you know what? And I never went back to my parents because I was an adult, and they taught me that. I mean, it was my responsibility.
You know, the plan is maybe just to stay with my parents for maybe a year, and then just to kind of, you know, save some money and everything. Plus, you know, I want to move back to California. All of my family's in California. I have nobody out here. I had his family, and that's it. And I have a couple of my really good girlfriends out here, but, you know, it's also to be kind of closer to my family. I didn't really have anybody out here.
Well, hold on one sec here, Ramona. Hey, Rachel, you don't buy this whole quarter-life crisis thing.
Well, I understand the whole quarter-life crisis concept, and I think in Tracy's situation that it's probably pretty valid because she is working and she is trying to make a life for herself, and she does try and sustain a relationship. But quite frankly, I'm disgusted by these girls who are my age and even older who are using a quarter-life crisis as an excuse to be immature and impulsive. This whole crap with quitting your job over an email and dumping your boyfriend because you need to find yourself, it's called life. Grow up. You have to be an adult. You're supposed to go out there and make a life for yourself. Nobody said that life was going to be easy. I just graduated from college in May. I am now 24 years old. I started a job at a law firm 9 days after I walked across that stage and got my diploma. Why? Because I decided, you know what? It's time for me to be an adult. This is the next phase of my life. I control my own destiny, and nobody can do it but me. So sitting there and making excuses for it is ridiculous. And nobody is going to hand you your life on a silver platter. It's called suck it up and work for what you get.
In my defense, I feel like I'm being a little bit brave. The only thing I'm doing is quitting a job that I detest, absolutely detest. I know I don't want to do this anymore.
Why did you do it by email? Because I think that's a sticking point for a lot of people.
Because I was just like, I could not go to work ever.
She was scared.
Yeah, it was a cowardly thing to do.
How did you break?
I was scared and I was panicked. You know, I mean, it sounds really bad. I had to go to the doctor. I would go to work and just freak out. You know, and then my fiance just did not want me to go to work another day.
Was that freak out? Was that a medically diagnosed freak out, or was that like?
I knew you were going to be mean.
I'm not being mean. I mean, I'm just asking.
Like, you know, just know, like, serious panic attacks, like Tony Soprano on The Sopranos. Like, it was, you know, just anxiety attacks. So, you know, and that was, and I really regret, like, you know, quitting by email. That was really immature. I let my coworkers down. It's done though, and I freaked out and. And I was kind of scared about that.
Hold on, Ramona, because there's
a million different ways to handle something. Like, you don't quit a job until you have another one because you have bills. You don't break up with your fiance to the point where you don't have a place to live anymore. That's just ignorant. I mean, that's part of being an adult.
I should stay with him because I need a place to live.
No, but there's a different way to handle it, saying, you know, I think I'm falling out of love with you, or I think that, you know, I need some time to myself to find myself because I don't want to go into a marriage because it would be unfair to both of us. But until I have a place where I can live on my own and until I get my feet under me, can we work on this?
I don't want to work on it. We went through a discussion. You know, it's just best that we break up, and I'm not going to stay there because I need a place to live. And it's also unfair to him. For me to, we're sleep. I mean, we have a one bedroom. It's not practical for me to stay there when we're broken up. It was best for me to move out if we're not together. And I do have a, you know, my friends I can stay with for a few weeks.
I just can't believe that we're telling or that Melissa and that some of these callers are telling this girl that if you're not happy with your job, suck it up because that's life. Like, what kind of advice is that?
Well, you have to suck it up until you find a better job. The fact that she quit via email because she just could not be there one more day, I think is immature.
Yeah,
Absolutely immature.
I think quitting via email is immature, and I think the way that she quit, yes. But if you're stuck in a life and you're not happy with your fiance and you're not happy with your job and you just can't stand it, and you,
My thing is that you were expecting a job to satisfy you 100%, and you were naive to think it ever will.
But if she's only being satisfied 20% and it's possible that she can find another job that's going to satisfy her 80%, why on earth should she stay in that career?
And then run away from Atlanta and go to California and live with her parents for a year until she finds something. I do think it's immature.
I think it's just these are tricky years for women here because you're changing so much in these years from 21 to like 25 that was totally acceptable to you at 21 or 22. You're just a different person that's not going to like the same thing. So why would you stay in a job if...
But she has no responsibilities. Her only responsibility is to herself. She doesn't have any...
I'm agreeing with you, Tracy.
Okay.
I don't agree with breaking up, you know, or leaving your job via email. But
yeah,
I think,
that was pretty stupid.
That was really pretty stupid.
And I can't take... If I could take it back, I would, but I can't. It's done over. And it's totally out of character for me, too, so, you know, but...
Hey, Melissa.
You know what, the bottom line is we're arguing this, and we can argue, and Melissa can argue that you're being immature and you're handling it wrong, and then people can call up and defend you and say she's doing it fine. But the bottom line is in 24 months she's going to be a totally different person.
Sure,
like it's not going to. Like, this is irrelevant. You know what I mean? This is so...
I don't think it's irrelevant because I think if you don't ask yourself the questions and ask you where you are in life, then in 2 years it becomes irrelevant because you have to ask yourself the questions.
But the thing is, you're going to ask yourself different questions. My point is you're always going to ask yourself questions. It doesn't... 25 is not the...
But what difference does it make?
The decisions you make at 25 are not going to be the decisions that you're going to stay with at 30 or stay with at 35.
But what difference
does it make? You're always changing.
If she asks these questions in Atlanta or California, like, who cares?
Well, that's my. I think that going to California. She's running away from something. California is not going to be the pinnacle of happiness that you could do it in Atlanta.
I don't understand what you're saying, Jeff. I don't get your point.
The bottom line is everyone in the world has had the thought, I'm just going to give it all up and go do something else. I'm done with it. Whether it's in college and it's your major that you're talking about, whether it's high school making a decision to go to college or when you get out and you get in your career, everybody makes and every some people say, you know what, no, the responsible thing to do is to stay here and suck it up and pay my bills. And then some people say, no, screw it, I'm going to go live with my parents in California for 2 years. But the bottom line is she is like the lessons of life are going to be learned no matter where you are. And she's 24 years old. I have no basis of saying, like, I can't argue for her because if I make the argument like Melissa is, so, you know, that she's being immature and she shouldn't go, it's going to be irrelevant because in 2 years she's going to be a different person.
When are you planning on taking off for California?
ASAP, it looks like the way it's going right now, it looks like I'm going to drive by myself, so.
You might enjoy the time by yourself. I mean, certainly be careful and all that stuff, but, you know, you... Take your time and, you know, make sure you're safe driving and all that stuff. But it might be good to be alone.
Call us on your way out to California. When you're in the car on the way to California, I'd love to talk to you and see how you're feeling.
I really love your show. I listen to it every day. So.
Thanks. You can still get us from California.
Okay.
All right, Ramon.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.